Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Representatives of about 70 countries meeting in Paris have reaffirmed that only a two-state solution can resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Final communique of the one-day International Middle East Peace Conference also warned against any unilateral steps by either side that could undermine negotiations.
L'initiative que la France a lancée et à laquelle vous avez pleinement adhéré.
The host, French President François Hollande, warned the long-standing and internationally backed two-state solution appears to be under threat. Neither the Palestinians nor the Israelis were present at the conference. Participants called on both sides to refrain and from steps that prejudice the outcome of the negotiation, such as Jerusalem, borders, security, and refugees. Israeli spokesman David Keyes dismissed the meeting as counterproductive.
Well, this conference is really a futile conference, and it's one which is going to push peace further back. It's a little bit like marriage counseling with neither the husband nor the wife present, but 75 diplomats from around the world trying to solve a complex and rather intimate conflict.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas said he hopes the conference helps stop Israeli settlement activities in the occupied territories. Health Ministry in Kyrgyzstan says a cargo plane has crashed in a residential area just outside the country's main airport, killing at least 37. It was a Turkish airline Boeing 747 jet that went down just south of the capital Bishkek, where local emergency services are on the scene. According to the airport administration, the plane was making a stopover on its way from Hong Kong to Istanbul, and the deputy prime minister called it pilot error. This is VOA News. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini is in Brussels for a meeting of the European Union foreign ministers. It is their first such meeting of the new year.
That will start with an outlook at priorities we'll be facing in this first month. We'll focus today especially on Syria. I'll update ministers on the work we're doing on the EU initiative with the regional powers and the discussions I've had in Geneva, especially with the new Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, and Staffan de Mistura, but also with the Turkish minister.
Mogherini also said they will focus on assessing the Iran nuclear deal on its first anniversary. Just days before his inauguration, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has taken to Twitter in some interviews with the foreign press to reflect on his win and what he will do once inaugurated. Post-election polls showed Mr. Trump won largely because of his tough talk when it comes to some nations such as China. In recent days, Mr. Trump said Beijing's One China policy should be up for discussion as part of future trade negotiations between the U.S. and China. This follows a telephone call from Taiwan's leader just after the November election, which upset Beijing. Monash University Taiwan expert Bruce Jacobs tells VOA he expected China's response, in which the state media said the U.S. president-elect speaks like a rookie.
But for him to say that Taiwan should be a bargaining chip in some trade negotiations between China and Taiwan, I think is completely wrong and illegitimate. Taiwan is a separate nation. It's a middle-sized nation, and it should not become a bargaining chip. We have 23 million people who have democratized and live with human rights and democratization, and there certainly shouldn't be traded off for some supposed trade advantages that the United States might gain with China.
Mr. Trump takes the oath of office as the 45th American president on Friday at noon local time here in Washington. VOA will have special coverage of the inauguration beginning at 16 hours Universal Time on radio, television, and on the Internet at voanews.com. Today is a federal holiday here in the United States. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It remembers a man who was the chief spokesman for nonviolent activism in the civil rights movement, which successfully protested racial discrimination in federal and state laws. Reverend King is well remembered for a speech he gave here in Washington in 1963. It was delivered during the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom, in which he called for an end to racism. Get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and of course, we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.